Chapter 6. The Mouse King Attacks. The living room was dark when Marie ran in. She lit the single lamp as she had the previous night, and the Christmas tree again reflected the light with a magical feel. She rushed to the glass display case, fearing she would be too late. The Nutcracker stood unharmed among Marie's other toys. Looking closer, she saw that Fritz had given the Nutcracker a beautiful toy sword. Marie was sure that the Nutcracker would be able to defend himself now.
"The Mouse King is almost here,"
came Uncle's voice. Marie turned to see Uncle's face in the face of the clock. At that moment, the clock struck midnight. Magic once again filled the room. Marie again began to shrink. The toys in the case watched her. Then the Nutcracker climbed down and joined Marie on the floor.
"I'm glad you're okay," said Marie.
"Thank you for saving me last night," said the Nutcracker. "But tonight, I must face the Mouse King alone."
A shadow moved across the wall, and the Nutcracker gave chase. Marie watched as the Nutcracker swung his sword at the Mouse King. They fought across the living room. The two fighters reached the Christmas tree. They began to climb, fighting from branch to branch. They fought all the way to the top of the tree. The Nutcracker swung his sword at the mouse. Marie turned away as the Mouse King fell to the floor. The Nutcracker went back down to Marie. The Mouse King did not move again.